Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, everything under the sun that relates to having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us, sharing us with your friends and family. It's been a great journey. Today, we've got something special. We've got this Thanksgiving. We've got the holiday season. Did you know this? According to the Harvard study, it shows being thankful helps people live longer. It's the key to celebrate what you are and most thankful for. We have a very special guest today. His name is Peter Loewenheim. He's an author. He's a journalist. He's wrote this wonderful book called Gift Shop of Gratitude, a journal to exploring the journey of your life. Now, just a little information about Peter. As I said before, he's an author and a journalist who writes articles, essays. He's appeared in the New York Times, New York Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, Parade, Political, the Washington Post, and many other publications. Peter, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today and just sharing your book with us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a delight to be with you.
You know what? I always think it's really interesting why somebody come about and write a book about gratitude. So what prompted you to write the book? I know it takes a lot of time to put these books together. What was the important thing for you that for the book?
Well, it was really completely by accident. I did not intend to write a book about gratitude. It came up because, and maybe have experienced this, it seemed that everywhere my wife and I went on a trip, vacation, whether it was a national park or a museum or even the local zoo, we were required to exit through the gift shop. Now, it wasn't a request, it was a requirement. And sometimes we found the facilities were structured in a way that the only way out was through the gift shop. And initially, I was kind of put off by that. But then I started thinking about it, exit through the gift shop, gift shop, gift shop. And at one point, we were on a train and I turned to my wife and I said, you could think of a gift shop as a metaphor. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, a gift shop could be a metaphor for all the things in life that we've been blessed with, all the gifts of life we've received. And the individual items that are sold in gift shops, and they're the same almost everywhere in the world, we found, those could symbolize specific, particular things that we're grateful for. And my wife said, well, give me an example. Okay. We had just come from a museum about a famous painter, and I bought a deck of playing cards. It was actually this deck of playing cards. And I said to her, well, on the back of this deck of playing cards in the gift shop are pictures of this painter's famous paintings. I said, but I can imagine a gift shop, a personal kind of imaginary gift shop, where the backs of all the playing cards have pictures of the people I'm most grateful to have in my life. So there'd be one card for you, I said to my wife, two for my parents, one for my brother, one for my late sister, three for my kids, six for the grandkids, maybe a half dozen more cards for my closest friends. And that would be a deck of playing cards in my gift shop of gratitude. And my wife said, I think you may have something here. That was the origin of the book. So the book, Gift Shop of Gratitude, is a journal full of stories that prompt us to remember the things in life we're most grateful for. And the prompts are themselves stories about 20 gift shop items from snow globes to t-shirts and tote bags that help us recall the people, the places, and the experiences that we most value. My hope, Steve, is that when people fill out the journal part of this book, they will create a family keepsake for children and grandchildren and loved ones that says, in effect, this is who I am. This is what I cherish. So Gift Shop of Gratitude is different from other gratitude journals that are out there that typically have blank pages and ask you to like write something you're grateful for every day. This book is meant to be a way of writing your legacy and meant to create a family heirloom that can chronicle your life in terms of the things you're most grateful for.
You know, the thing that it really caught me just in like the very first chapter with the playing cards.
Yeah.
So I thought back, see, when we were little, 5, 6, our whole family or 7 of us. So we would play hearts as a family.
Oh, I play hearts too.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where we learned to talk smack when we were a little kid, playing hearts, you know, with the queen and all and the hearts and all that kind of stuff. And as soon as I read that, I just stopped and thought about that. And, you know, on that Friday or Saturday night or whatever, we'd play for hours, or we'd play poker for hours. And all of his kids were horrible at poker because dad always won because he knew what we had. But it was one of those things that was fun. And to bring back that memory was really, really a positive thing. And it brought joy. And that's something that, you know, I was grateful for when I just, that was like the first thing. It's like, oh my gosh. And then I started going to the next chapter and the different items. And you know what, you can see on the back of my desk, there's a New York Yankees hat. I have a number of baseball hats from different places I've been, but this was a nice one because this person who is somebody I work with, and they were played for the Yankees and all that and signed the hat and it sits there and stuff like that. And I have a number of those. They're pretty tattered, but they have a lot of wonderful memories. I mean, they're definitely falling apart, but and my wife wants me to get rid of them, but I won't just because when I take a look at them, I remember where I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, one of them.
Well, you mentioned a joy, and I've written 8 books, and I think this was the most fun I've had writing a book because in the process of writing it and giving my personal examples for each of these 20 gift shop items, I was reminded of long forgotten things in my life that I am very grateful for, and recalling those memories, kind of reliving many of those experiences has just been a delightful process for me. And I hope the reader will have the same experience.
Mm-hmm. You know what? One of the other things I want to share, because I don't think people get this, but earlier in my life, in my early 20s, I actually developed businesses throughout the world. My mom loved those silver teaspoons. So wherever I was, I would find one of those from one of the countries I was in, and I thought it was look cool. I would get it and send it to her. You know, after a while, I got too many, and she said no. But it was one of those things that it enabled me to share something with my mom for where it was, even if she had been there or not been there, that type of thing. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Oh, okay.
All right. I have here a souvenir spoon. My wife brought this back for me from a recent trip she took to Iceland. Mm-hmm. And the bowl here, it says Iceland and has a picture of a Viking ship and a Viking on top. In the book, I use the souvenir spoons as prompts to remind us of memorable meals we've shared with special friends. And I could suggest some types of memories that might evoke. And for example, it could be the first coffee or dinner date you had with the person who ended up as your spouse or partner. That would be a memorable meal to remember. It could be maybe the last Thanksgiving dinner you had with certain family members who are no longer with us. And for me, I remember specifically the first time my oldest child took solid food. And I used a spoon about this size to help feed her. I think it was applesauce. Mm-hmm. And that's a memorable meal, certainly with a special person, my oldest child. So that's a chapter in the book. Memorable meals with special people, all prompted by souvenir spoons, which you find in every gift shop in the world.
You know what? This is going really fast. We're going to have to take a quick break. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Eater, Love, and Hines. This is wonderful.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and families know. We're just coming up on that million listener mark, and I'm just very grateful for y'all. By the way, all the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Never miss a show. Please check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. And you know what? You can get all the gifts, replays, all that kind of good stuff. Let's talk with Peter Loewenheim a little bit more here. I just love this book more so because of the way I feel after I start remembering those things. I've always been grateful for things that have happened, people being healthy and stuff like that, kids being healthy, parents, you know, my parents are 88 years old. And I'm super grateful for that because they're still around and many of my friends are not. I'm grateful for in-laws because mine are really, really cool. What's really interesting is the refrigerator magnet.
Well, every gift shop in the world sells refrigerator magnets.
Uh-huh.
They usually say, the name of the city, let's say, where the gift shop is located. I use refrigerator magnets in my book, Gift Shop of Gratitude, as a prompt to think about the most memorable trips that we've taken and how grateful we are for having been able to do that. And then there's room in the book where you can write down your memories of the greatest trips you've taken, vacations, whatever. That's something that the refrigerator magnets prompt. I also point out, by the way, it's interesting to me that when we get a refrigerator magnet, we put it obviously on the refrigerator, and the refrigerator is located in our kitchen, and the kitchen is often the heart of our home. So it's this interesting kind of yin and yang where we have a reminder of travel that is positioned right in the center of our home. And travel and home together, kind of the two poles that make up each of our lives. And they're positioned together right there in the heart of our home on the refrigerator. So I think it's a nice metaphor for remembering how valuable and expansive travel can be.
We have a refrigerator in the garage that is right by the door that you get out of your car, and all the magnets are right there. I have one from Notre Dame University. My uncle used to be administrator there, and we would go to the football games. And he's since passed, and he's just a great memory because he's a great man. The memory is my best man, who's also the godfather of my son, he's a USC fan, and we're Notre Dame, so we would go to the games. My uncle got him a ticket one year, and we sat against next to all these people, and he had a USC shirt, and all the endowers for Notre Dame were sitting around us. So, you know, you can see where that is. But it was just a great memory of being able to go out there and visit relatives and stuff like that. And it prompts up a wonderful story.
Well, the reason that these prompts, whether refrigerator magnets or playing cards or souvenir spoons or others, are so important is that I found it's an odd thing about gratitude. It's relatively easy to talk about gratitude in broad terms. You know, we go around the Thanksgiving table and people will say, I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my family. All well and good. But those are not really specific memories. And what I found is, while it's easy to talk about gratitude broadly, it's much harder often to think about particular things we're grateful for and put those things into words. And the studies I've seen that show a correlation between cultivating a sense of gratitude and better health, both emotional and physical, and even longer life, are kind of based on having these specific memories and aspects of gratitude. So that's what my book really offers, is a vehicle for thinking about, recalling, and then writing down very specific things we're grateful for. And the prompts, these 20 gift shop items, help us do that in 20 different categories of gratitude.
So the key here is, when you're looking at gratitude, it's the deeper you can go with it, the better.
Right. And just to back that up, there was a recent study out of Harvard Public Health that came out this summer of 2024. They looked at 49,000 female nurses, all in their 70s. And the ones who were able to say they had a long list of things they were grateful for over the next 3 years showed a markedly lower incidence of physical ailments, including disease, and actually showed a 9% lower rate of what would be their expected mortality. So in that sense, they live longer. And this ability to be very specific in our gratefulness, I think, is a key. And something we can all learn to do, and use a book like this as a vehicle for doing so.
I'm glad you shared that, because a lot of people don't realize the true impact of just being grateful. And when you say getting specific, I'm grateful for you because you've done this, 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 and this for me, and has allowed me to do this. And it was just really, really interesting how that has changed.
I mean, that's a real talent or developed ability to be able to do that. Most people can't. Mm-hmm. There's another interesting study I came across from USC some years ago that asked volunteers to imagine themselves in the Holocaust and receiving unexpected support and help from strangers, maybe being rescued, maybe being hidden, maybe being provided food. And then they were given MRIs of their brains after they had, or while they were imagining themselves in this position of being the recipients of great aid. And they found a correlation with the sort of lighting up of the parts of the brain that record positive emotions. And the researchers speculate that, you know, this is a sort of a neural evidence of how developing specific memories of gratitude and gratefulness help us physically and emotionally.
That's wonderful to know. And just thinking back, because I have a few people that are clients that are over 100, and I always find out that you know what, whatever happens today, it happens in the day, but they're just really happy to be here and mm-hmm. be around. In the years that I've known them, which is close to 20, they've always been like that. It's not like it just changed. It's always been like that.
Right.
They're always actively appreciating people for what they do, whether it's the smallest thing in the world or something that's really significant for them. They're always appreciating something else. And they just look to share that with others. So I think that's really, really, really very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the studies seem consistent about that. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of studies looking at the positive physical and emotional benefits of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve and Peter Loewenheim.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. We have the author, Peter Loewenheim, here. He is the author of The Gift Shop of Gratitude, a journal for exploring the journey of your life. And it's just a really an enlightening conversation. And I think it's perfect this time of year. And I thought it'd be good in this segment just to start talking about some of the things that could prompt memories and joyous things and, you know, prompt your gratitude. Now, the cool thing is Peter has a prompt here and it's a bobblehead. And if you'll take a look, it's the bobblehead of Abe Lincoln. I want to hear the story of Abe Lincoln.
Well, you know, every gift shop in the world has bobbleheads, it seems. And they're geographically oriented, I found. So if you go to a gift shop in Las Vegas, they're likely to be bobbleheads of Elvis or other entertainers. If you come to a gift shop in Washington, D.C., where I live part of the year, they're invariably bobbleheads of presidents, past, current, and wannabe. I picked up this Lincoln bobblehead at a gift shop just a block from the White House. I use bobbleheads in my book, Gift Shop of Gratitude, as a prompt to think about people who have helped us along the way in life. But let me back up and say that we often think of bobbleheads as cartoonish, and I guess they certainly are. But in looking up the history of bobbleheads, I found that they actually have a very substantial background. They go back 1,000 years, I learned, to China and India, and they were called shaking head dolls, often made of wood or clay, later porcelain. And they were made to honor revered members of a community, often the elders. So it seems appropriate in my book of gratitude to use bobbleheads as a prompt to think about teachers and mentors and others who have helped us along the way. So I tell a little bit about my associations with that type of honoring. And I mentioned my sixth grade teacher, my first male teacher, and my best teacher, who was a positive influence throughout my life. I mentioned also some editors who helped me along the way early on as a writer and journalist. And then I invite the reader. Here's a page with a lined page where you can fill in the people you want to honor with a bobblehead in your gift shop of gratitude. And it's a very nice way to think back and remember who are the people who helped us out along the way in life.
I think that's wonderful. You know what? It's really interesting. When I went through a colon cancer experience many, many, many years ago. And before I went through it, I had met Rocky Blyer, that was the running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, I got his bobblehead and all that stuff, but I didn't really connect with everything until I understood his story. Because, you know what, he started playing football, went to Vietnam, got shot, tried to play football again, had a number of surgeries, but had to persevere, overcome a lot of odds to go back and play football. And as a result, he won 4 Super Bowl rings. And I met him a number of years after that experience and, you know, ended up talking to him about my experience and got a picture of him with the 4 Super Bowl rings. And that's kind of become my bobblehead. But it really is, his was an example of perseverance, overcoming odds. And you know what, for same thing with me, is overcoming cancer, going through all the chemotherapy and all that kind of stuff. It just says, hey, somebody else can do it. I can do it. And I'm grateful for the journey he's been on, because he could show others that you can do this too. And you see lots of stories. It's just, which is the one you identify with? And that was the one for me to identify with.
Right. It's a very inspiring story. Another item I have a chapter in the book about are shot glasses, because every gift shop has a little shot glass. But I use shot glasses because when we toast with a shot glass, we also say to your health.
Mm-hmm.
So I use a shot glass as a prompt for people to think about the other people in the world who have helped us along the way in terms of our health. But this is the place in the book where we talk about the people who have attended to us in terms of our health. And it's all prompted from a shot glass.
You're right. There's a lot of memories when there was a shot glass. Some of those people that did help us through or teach us. For me, it was a fifth grade teacher named Mr. Jones. He encouraged me to take the extra step and work harder. You say never die. Nobody else can get the ball. You're going to try and get the ball. He encouraged me to take that same attitude towards my studies, which went from C's to A's just because of that.
So let's talk about scented candles. Every gift shop has scented candles. They're usually lavender or lemon, something like that. In my book, I use scented candles as a prompt to recall special aromas we remember, usually from our childhood, that are related to things we're grateful for. So I give the example for myself. I remember the sweet smell of autumn leaves burning in the street outside my house growing up. And we don't do that anymore for environmental reasons, but I remember the odor. And remembering that sweet smell of leaves burning reminds me of my childhood home and the security I felt, you know, from that home and the nice memories that always evokes that I'm grateful for. One other scent I recall is a printer's ink. My dad had a printing business, and anytime I walked into my dad's company, boy, you'd open the door and you'd just be hit with that smell of printer's ink, which I recall to this day. And I associate that with the sense of pride and also security from having a family business. So I invite the reader to think about remembered aromas that a scented candle would prompt and what memories of gratitude that evokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll turn that over to you. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah, totally. The first one is mom's cooking.
Sure.
My mom's mom was a chef, and my mom was an outstanding cook. You can smell her pumpkin pies, the apples. I can smell it right now. And you know what? When she comes over this Thursday, I'm going to smell it again. But it brings me back to childhood and us being around the table. The other thing that is more, it's a flashback. When I worked overseas, I worked in South Africa. and I had the opportunity to go on a safari for a week. And the cool thing about that is you get out into the, I'm not going to say desert area, but the drier areas, and you had, there was whirling wind, but it brought up the natural minerals in the sand and had a sweet, like a cocoa type smell.
Wow. Okay.
And quite frankly, it's still giving me goosebumps, and it's been 20 plus years since I've been there. And I'm just so grateful for that experience because I was able to see a giraffe in during wet season, which means you had grass up to its shoulder and a giraffe's head was sticking out. Wow. And I got to see the you go to the water hole and you see, you know, the animals, you know, the animals feeding on one another. And, you know, I just still remember that cheetah chasing a springbok, which is like a deer in South Africa, across the road in front of the car we were in. And, you know, you're just like, so it's just like, it's a big flashback every time that comes up. So that smell, and then I've only, like, it just comes up. I remember, I'm feeling it right now. So, yeah.
I'm really gratified that talking about these 20 gift shop items just in our conversation has evoked so many specific memories. You know, it's much different than just saying, oh, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for my friends. These are very specific memories that we're recalling.
Look, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back here with more Saving Steve and Peter Lobenheim. This is wonderful. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. This segment is all about being happier, more grateful. We have Peter Lobenheim. He's the author of The Gift Ship of Gratitude, a journal to explore the journey of your life. We've been talking about these items that bring back memories that you're very grateful for. There's a couple of items or a chapter in the book on coffee mugs. And then, Peter, I'd love to talk about the furry friends.
Sure. So every gift shop in the world carries coffee mugs, and I use them in the book as prompts to think about the wise sayings, if you want to use the term, that we may have grown up with, hearing from our parents and grandparents, or just encountering along the way, that helped guide us in life, gave us a little bit of wisdom when we needed it. I give examples from my own background. I remember my dad would always say, you know, when one of us was maybe too anxious or worried about something, he would say, today's the tomorrow we worried about yesterday and all is well. That is not to worry so much. He had another expression about choosing friends. He would say, run with dogs, you'll get fleas. You know, there was a time in our history when kids learned a lot of these expressions growing up. Even in school, they'd have to practice handwriting, copying out these wise expressions. And today, it's coffee mugs. So anyway, I invite the reader on the gratitude pages in the book where they themselves can write down some of these wise sayings that they learned along the way that have helped guide them in life. And maybe you have one or two that are on top of mind today.
Very first one was from my dad. Don't sweat the small stuff. Every time we got too wound up over something that wasn't worth it, he just, hey, don't sweat the small stuff. It'll take care of itself as long as you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. You'll be fine. One of the things that came from a coach, his name was Coach Toner. It was a high school football and basketball coach. You get a little hurt, and his expression for overcoming obstacles was put a little dirt on it and move on.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that.
Yeah. You know, and I grew up in that, you know, hey, you get bumps and bruises. That's part of life. You just got to, you know, move on, move through it. So for me, it was that. I was chatting with my wife about the coffee mug, and she says there's so many ahas that she has talking to friends. Mm-hmm. And it's those ahas that whether she was younger, was talking about relationships or family or something like that, they go, oh, that's a different way of looking at it. Or the one of the best ones that my wife shares is a story where she was in a mom's group where it was mothers of preschoolers, and they're all playing there, and one mom's freaking out about her son eating crayons. And she's doing that, and one of the ladies pops up and goes, well, my son does that. My daughter does that. He goes, oh, he's normal. Yeah. So it basically tells us, hey, look, you know what? You might have this issue. You think it's totally yours, but there's so many people have similar issues out there.
Right.
So, you know what, it tells you, you can get help. It tells you, you know what, there's other people going through the same thing.
Yeah. So, I also saw a coffee mug that says, OMG, my mother was right about everything. Coffee mugs, at least in our contemporary world, are vehicles for wisdom, mm-hmm. you know, often with a little humor thrown in. But there's a chapter in the book where we can recount the wise sayings that have helped us along the way.
So now, furry friends.
Gift shops typically sell stuffed animals. And I use the stuffed animal as a prompt for people to think about the animals in our lives that we're grateful for. You know, it could be a pet from childhood or a contemporary companion that we have. I recount two pets in the chapter. One is the tricolor collie, who was my dog fella, and later the lab dachshund mix that was our family pet when my children were growing up. And Champ was only 11 inches high, but he had the head and tail of a Labrador.
Oh wow!
So you know. Pets are really important parts of people's lives, and this is the chapter where they can talk about, you know, name the pet, talk about who they were, describe maybe their personality and why we're so grateful to have them in our lives or have had them in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Ours was a beagle dog named Harry. My wife got Harry when he was probably, he was a big beagle, okay? He was a 45-pound beagle. But he was a little thing when he first came, but he was so much fun watching what he did and how he showed so much love for everybody else. You know, the dogs, when you walk into the house, you know, he would start wiggling and he'd have that, you know, woo, woo, woo from a beagle. He got so in tune with the family because, like, I go to sleep at pretty much 10 o'clock at night. But about 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Harry would run from our couch to the stairs, come back forth, and howl like, "Woo, let's go. We're going to bed."
You do a really good impression of a beagle dog, I have to say.
Well, when you see it every night, you got to get pretty good at it. Right. The other thing about Harry is he taught everybody to watch their food because he was like a spy. He's so clandestine. He would, if you weren't paying attention to your food or walked away from it, he would get up on the table and eat it and go. So, for example, my wife had a procedure one day, and one of our friends owns a pizza place, sent over a couple of our pizza so we can all have dinner and not have to worry about anything. And that pizza sat up on our kitchen island. And when I came home, everybody's upstairs watching TV in our room, but I came home to this pizza box being opened. and one piece left. And I come upstairs and I see this beagle dog with his stomach like this. And I looked at him and go, you know what you did? He goes, me? But you know what? He could barely get his rear end off that bed. And, you know, he had to waddle. His stomach was so big because he ate everything. And he would do stuff like that. I mean, he ate a bee trying to eat suntan lotion, and the bee stung his mouth and his face looked like a Shar Pei for a day. So it was just the funny, silly, stupid things that that dog would do were so entertaining, and the love he'd show for everybody in the house. You know what? When things weren't going well, he always knew he was always the one that would come up there, you know, and just want to snuggle with you. Okay. It was fun. It was really great. It was a great experience.
I'm just really so grateful. In our conversation today, we have touched on such a rich diversity of aspects of gratitude. I mean, from family members to physicians and nurses who've helped us when we're ill, to pets, teachers and mentors, you know, memorable meals with people. We're really getting into the specifics of gratitude, which is exactly what I hoped the book would prompt.
Well, actually, I appreciate the book because it makes me smile. It just really does. Every time I think of something, it's just like a flashback and a positive one. So we have about 2.5-3 minutes left. How do families go about creating, you know, you have parents, grandparents, but how do families create that cherished heirloom using your book?
Well, when I sign the book for people who purchase it, there's the very first, I don't know if you can see this, is the first page. That's where I sign my name. Mm-hmm. But my name is not the most important one on this page, because up here it says, this book contains the treasured memories of, and you write your own name in there. And this becomes your book. You complete it, because there are pages available after each chapter where you can write down your memories of the things you're most grateful for in these 20 different categories. And you don't have to do it all at once. You could, you know, do a little bit, put it away, come back a few months later, complete it. But the idea is that over time, you will essentially write your own legacy in the most positive and richly detailed way that a person could possibly do that. And that's my hope, that this book will become a family keepsake that you can pass on to your children and grandchildren and other loved ones as a way of saying, this is who I am. These are the things I've most cherished. I think it's a lovely way to sum up one's journey in life.
Peter, we're just about finished with the show. Where can people pick up your book?
Well, the book's available on Amazon and every other online bookseller as of this week. You could also go to my website, peterlovenheim.com, and you can read more about the book, and you can connect to those online retailers to purchase it.
Hey, Peter, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I actually am more grateful now than I was before even reading your book, just being the ability to talk to you and get a better sense of how everything works. I'll be utilizing your book to help me do the same thing. And I actually plan to send it to a whole bunch of people that I love and care about so they can do the same thing. So I appreciate it.
Well, thanks. I mean, the book does make, I think, a great gift for anybody. So thank you so much for having me. It's been a great conversation, and I appreciate all the opportunities we've had to talk about specific types of gratitude, and especially this holiday season.
This has been wonderful. Hey, folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back. I have about 5 minutes to go. But with that, Peter, thank you for being with us today. And like I said, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Okay, good. I just wanted to stop that before I go into a financial piece after this. And
okay, that was a real pleasure. I've done lots of interviews, but I don't think I've had, you know, somebody who's been so familiar with the different chapters and had the amount of time to flesh them out this way.
Actually, you know what? It wasn't a lot of time that I took. I just started reading it and got connected and went, wow, 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 wow. And you know what? It's like, first chapter went like that, and all I did is stop and reflect. Second chapter, so on, and then I started skipping and saying, "Okay, front this." Why not get to the good stuff quick?
right. All right. Well, thank you so much for having me, Steve.
So hey, I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful day. If you have another book coming out, let me know. I'd be more than happy to chat with you again and share it with our listeners.
Appreciate it. All right. Be well.
You too. Hey, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. Peter Loewenheim was wonderful. His book, which is The Gift Shop of Gratitude, a journal for exploring the journey of your life. I haven't read the whole thing, but the portions that I've read, I've just had such wonderful memories and experiences. I encourage you to go take a look at that book. I plan to get it for a number of people that I love and care about. Now, you know what? There's a few things that are going on today that I think it's important that people understand. It's a good time to start talking about the effect of the 10-year treasury as it relates on the market. And if we think about this, we go back to May of 2024, where the 10-year treasury was sitting at 4.64. In October 1st of 2024, the 10-year treasury was down to 3.74. Okay. And the expectations that the yield would remain extremely modest well into the future kept that powerful rally in stocks on track. Okay. Now, the balmy gas turned a bit of a stormy issue here. The 10-year treasury has, you know what, it sits at 4.43, which is a stunning increase of 73 basis points in just 6 weeks. Two contributors are inflation premium and a waxing of the real yield. Neither one is good for stocks. The rise in inflation premium signals the central bank may need to hold rates higher for an extended period of time. And any sign the Fed will remain tighter for longer is a curse for equities. What does that mean? More importantly, what does that mean to you and why is it important to you? Well, right now, there's more volatility in the bond market than in the equity market. In the bond market is where most financial advisors take you for stability. Okay. Volatility is the enemy of income because you need that income now to support, maintain your lifestyle. Because if you know, it's not protected, it goes down. You know what? Your issue is, hey, do I cannibalize my assets and hope it grows back? Or do I suspend my lifestyle and hope things grow back? See, it makes sense to look for alternatives to bonds. There's many alternatives right now that have no risk. For those currently in or entering the distribution phase of their lives, the decision they make over the next few months will be crucial to their ability to maintain a positive lifestyle, a lifestyle that you become accustomed to. So folks, I just wanted to share that with you, something you might want to start looking at, thinking about in your own world. And with that, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. I want to thank our guest, Peter Loewenheim. He's got that wonderful book, A Gift Shop of Gratitude, a journal to explore the journey of your life, what you're thankful for. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful week. With that, we'll see you later. This is Steve Sexton with the Saving with Steve show.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.